Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Master Teacher 33, a.k.a. Triple L. This is a introduction for two Clarinomics. For people who may have not heard of the term, may be new to my teachings. Again, I'm Dr. Will Rogers, known online as Master Teacher 33. My website is MasterTeacher33.com. Again, that website is MasterTeacher33.com. Clarinomics, my brothers, my sisters, is the household management of the soul. And as when we talk about the household management of the soul, and the purpose for this brief message is just simply to encourage you to be you. Now, everything that you've been taught in this world is a lie. Everything. And so you cannot use this system to get out of this system. So it requires a totally debunking of everything that you've taught. And so as I go to the next level, it's important that you understand this level, because what I'm going to be talking about moving forward is going to be very difficult to digest. I haven't shared a lot of this information with anyone before because I wasn't comfortable with sharing it myself. But it is time for you to manage the invisible realm. It is time to get out of mass and matter and mater and pater and patarism and get into the feminine expression of Gaia, if you will, or the Great Mother, or the All. Now, there's a lot of terms and phrases that we use, but the most important thing, my brothers and sisters, is to understand is that you are this All. You don't create it. You are it. You don't pray to God. You pray as God. And if you don't, you become prey. Prey is a very dangerous thing, because you are going to something outside of you that you know not of, and you're expecting that thing to be benevolent to you. And there is no way for you to understand it in this holistic environment that we are in that's not conducive to our health. So my brothers and my sisters, where do we go from here? The first and the most important thing is Clarinomics. Clarinomics is the household management of the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. So I'm going to ask you the question today. Are you managing yourself? Are you too busy managing someone else? Are you too busy trying to be something that you're not called, that you're not gifted, that you're not designed to be? The most important thing, my brothers and sisters, is for you to be you. You can't be anyone else. The only thing that you can be is yourself. But the problem is being yourself requires you to step outside of the linguistic world or the linguistic or the god of this lane, goo, age, the god of this dimension. And that's almost impossible because we live in a world that is based upon intuition, and your feelings are your energy or your entity that controls you in this holistic spell-casting environment. And so we use spelling to basically keep you inside of this barren, B-E-R-A-N, environment. The word barren, B-A-R-R-E-N, means unfruitful. It means that basically you are in this dimension, you are born into this dimension to become bleak, to become unfruitful, to become barren, to become hopeless, to become lost, to become confused, to be a part of this matrix, to become a part of this entire lane, goo, age, babble, or babel. And so the goal in life is to exit the matrix by exiting your childhood. Children is a mixture of two words, chill and dren. And chill means cold. Dren means, again, a healthy person. And so it is the chilling or the dumbing down or the stub born or the still born that results in this entire dimension where you die because you become a hue man, a hue woman. All of this is the result of the manipulation of the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. So your job, my brothers and my sisters, is for you to become your own deity. Now, I know this is contrary to your theology. That's why I've never spoken this before in public, and that's why I'm not doing this on a channel that is easily accessible to everyone, and that's why I'm doing this on a short notice, and that's why this won't be broadcasted around the world, because most people don't understand what I mean when I say being God, because we're told that we are to worship God, when the word worship means to work for, or worship, worship. So your worship is your warship. It's how you wage war, and you are in a war contrary to your popular belief. So it is kleronomics that comes from the Greek word kleronomos, which means one who receives by lot, one who receives by air, one who receives by usage, one who receives by usage, one who receives by usage. So you have to form it. Then you must have confidence in it in order for you to manifest it. If you don't form it with your mind, you don't believe it with your heart, and you can't manifest it with your hands. And so the problem is you're going outside of yourself because you don't understand that you are God, meaning that you are being. Every cell inside of your body, my brothers and sisters, has been hijacked by interference pattern to keep you from receiving the signal from the true G. So the fake G is acting like the big G. So how much you know determines how much you grow. And your inability to know represents your inability to grow. And so kleronomics is simply the household management of the soul. It is this ability to use your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. And to the degree that you can understand or overstand how to use. Now, usage, again, is a manner. It is the way. It is the habit. It is the habitual. It is the customary. It is the long term. It is the language or the form of language, usage. It is the way. It is the act of using. The word usage means use and age. So you have to use something that's in this age. It means to utilize this age. You are here on this planned net to use this age, this time, so that way you can transcend it. You have to use it. You have to utilize it. That this usage is this ability to utilize. It's a manner of acting. It's the ability to actually take something that was meant for your evil. It means to establish a particular practice. This is how you transcend this negative habit pattern. We transcend it by using this age, by using age. Now, what's important is that everything that's presented to you today is a lie. But how do you know that it's a lie? Well, we are told that we are human beings. And the word human means sea monster. A human being by birth is something that resembles the lower entity. According to Black's Law Book and the Oxford English Dictionary, a human is something that is distinguishedly different from God. A hue man is a bent hue means color. Color means bent light. A hue man is a live man. It's an evil man. It means live existence or evil existence. And so we are born and we are indoctrinated into the system using language, which is grammaria, which is grammatus. And so it teaches you to L-I-V-E or E-V-I-L by using words. Words, again, creates sentences. Sentences create terms. Terms, again, creates paragraphs. Paragraphs. It's a paragraph. So it's two graphs. It's Saturnalia, and it is the moon. Now, the moon is a lunatic. So when you write, you are performing a rite of the paragraphs. So when you take a para and a graph, is you place two graphs. You place the circle over the square. You put a compass and a square. I don't know if you understand, my brothers and sisters, it creates an interference pattern. And so this interference pattern interferes in your ability to understand and to be you, to be God. See, it is your ability to pray as God, to co-create as God, because you are a co-creator with the creator. You don't pray to God, you pray as God. And if you pray to God, you become the prey of God, because the God on this dimension is not the God of the dimension. And this inability to understand these simple truths, my brothers and sisters, results in our incarceration in this planet, this planned net. This is a plan. There is a specific plan to interfere with your development into Godhead and to keep you trapped inside of this net, so that when you become economically imprisoned, you become psychologically imprisoned, you become physically, emotionally imprisoned, you become, again, relationshiply in prison, so that everything that you do is lacking something. And the fact that there is something missing in your life, that there's proof positive that this is a negative program. So I'm asking you to join me and learn Clarinomics. So, again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. We have a group, and we meet in the evenings. We do one-on-ones. Again, the cost of this program is $1,000. It's paid off over the course of the year. Everybody's on their own pace, their own program. It doesn't matter when you start. The point of the matter is that you must start. You have to learn Clarinomics, not economics. Clarinomics is the household management of the soul. It is the management of the invisible realm. The invisible realm controls the visible realm. But you don't go to the visible realm to control it. You go to the invisible realm to control the seen. So you must live in the unseen to control the seen. And the way that this is done, my brothers and sisters, is for you to understand the household management of the soul. This is all the understanding of Saturnalia, which is the god of agriculture, liberty, and time. We have to transcend Saturn or Satan, and we transcend Saturn or Satan with the Chris. Chris means drugged one. Chris means the implement one. You will be an implement of Yah, or you will be drugged by Yah. It is the understanding, my brothers and sisters, that your true essence is what's at stake. Your eternal understanding is the thing that is at stake, because language is performing a rite. So R-I-T-E performs W-R-I-T-E. When you write, what I'm doing right now is a rite. It is a ceremonial, it is a ritualistic act. So the act of speaking is actually keeping you in a vibrational hex. So we must transcend the act of speech, and we must go back to mental telepathy. We must go back to oscillating and vibrating on our vibe. I have to know you by your frequency, by your wave, and not by your flesh. So we vibe together. We become one together. We are vibrational matches. We are not linguistical matches. I'm not trying to be a lyricist. I'm not interested in being a linguistical assassin, because that's what linguistics is. Joy, linguistics does not elevate or evolve you. And so Clarinomics is the secret, my brothers and sisters, to wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships, because I have to vibe with you. We have to be a vibrational match. If we're not on the same vibe, we can hang out together physically, but we will never be together mentally. The mental is the marriage. It is the total and true matrimony. It doesn't matter who you marry physically. What matters is who are you married to matrimonially. It is a mat. It is a matter. It is a mater. It is a mutter or a mother. It is this tool identifying feminine energy. My feminine recognizes your feminine. That is love and compassion that overrides reason and logic. And you can think with your head, or you can think with your head. You can think with your head on your shoulders, or you can think with the head between your legs. Either way, my brothers and sisters, one of them is controlling your life. And claironomics is the ability to bring both of those into harmony. You have to form it. You have to have confidence in it in order for you to manifest it. And claironomics teaches you this. So, again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com so that way you can start this life-changing process of going past performing a ceremonial ritual act. Notice the word ceremonial is the word cerebellum or the word cherubim. And we are performing a secret act using pages in a book. The word page means to call or to summon or to cast a spell. This is all part of grimoire, a part of grimoire, which is what I am doing right now. This is dead. Grimoire, grammarly, language is dead. If you still are using language, if we are not connected on a mental plane, if we're not connected vibrationally, if we're not connected spiritually, we're not connected. And there's too many people, they look and they see people in my life, and this guy was my best friend or this girl's my best friend today, and then tomorrow they disconnect me, Facebook, they defriend me, they don't want to talk to me because we're not vibrationally one. There's no matrimony. Then there's people that I talk to once a year, and we pick up exactly where we left off because we're on the same frequency. We're not on the same page. I'm not paging you. I'm not summoning you. You're not a demon. You're not a disposition. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. Stop using grammarie and grammaria. Stop casting spells. Stop being a spell caster. A grammarie was designed to summon demons or dispositions using cymatics. So cymatics and everything that's been taught on this dimension is Lucifer. It is the interference pattern. It creates a pattern. Notice how vibration creates a pattern. It interferes with you. It keeps you in a wake. What is a wake? A wake is a social gathering for a funeral. That's when people say good morning. Morning is when you have deep sorrow for someone who's died. I'm not dead. I'm alive. Too many people are spiritually dead, but they are physically alive. I'd rather be physically dead, but spiritually alive. So that way I won't be occupied by some occupation. I am not occupied. I have an occupation, but I'm not occupied by that occupation. Many of you listening to the sound of my voice are occupied by your occupation. When you go there, you are part of the occupier's plan to make you their mental slave, and they use and they work you for the entire week to make you weak. So they work you for the entire W-E-A-K, and they use you and abuse you because they know you live for the weak end. You want the weak, W-E-A-K, to come to an end because you're weakened. The word weak end means weak end, weakened. And we all are being weakened because we work or worship for an entire week, so we don't have time to spend in claironomics to manage the soul. And spirits like alcohol come in, and on the weekend you live to consume alcohol, which is an elixir to allow more demonic entities to come in and override you and keep you in a weakened state so that way you cannot exercise your willpower, your mind, your emotions, your imagination, and your intellect to co-create with the creator. You must create, brother. You must create, sister. And claironomics is the way that you step out of the control system that uses Lang Vu Age, which is the god of language, to keep you trapped inside of this dimension or this planned net. My brother and my sister, Karenomics, again, Karenomics is the new economics. Economics is dead. Karenomics is the household management of the soul. That is how we must destroy every negative habitual pattern that exists and replace it with the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. How do you do it? You exit the matrix. How do you exit the matrix? You don't change nothing physically. You don't leave your job. You don't leave your mate. You don't stop paying your car note. You exit mentally. You pull your energy from it, and it dies on its own. You never have to leave anything. You just outgrow it. Put your energy and your time and your emotions, your imagination, and your intellect into something positive, and the negative ceases to exist. Clarinomics, my brother, please join me. Clarinomics, my sister, please join me. Again, the new year is coming. Make a commitment to yourself. Make that intention to yourself to be who God has designed and gifted you to be by under, over, and understanding Clarinomics. Clarinomics, again, is the household management of the soul. The cost of this program is, I say 1 year, it's a lifetime program. However long it takes, again, the cost is $1,000, whether you pay cash, whether you pay it, you know, $1 a month. Cost is irrelevant. The point of the matter is you need to start moving in a direction of being instead of doing. My brothers and my sisters, you are a spiritual being. You're not a human doing. This is your boy, Master Teacher 33. I want to thank you so much for this short, brief message again. This has just been recorded so I can blast it over Facebook and YouTube. But I did invite some of my family and vibrational friends to listen to the live broadcast before I post it on YouTube and Facebook and other places. But again, the cost of the program is $1,000. The new year is coming. Make it a point to join me, if not now, at least in the beginning of the year, to become a part of the Clarinomics. Again, it's an individually based program, although we do group meetings, but it is an individual. We work one-on-one. We meet at least once a week for a private one-on-one session. I mentor you one-on-one, mano-a-mano, to take you and to help you to become a spiritual architect. You are the CEO of You Incorporated. It is time for you to start praying to God and start praying as God. Join me, Clarinomics, the household management of the soul. Again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com or go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says contact us. Let me know that you want to be a part of the Clarinomics program. It is the Clarinomics mentorship program. We're going to teach you, my brothers and sisters, what you already know, and that is to be you. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May Yahuwah, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth, because He will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.